Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for your attendance tonight, particularly with the weather being a little bit iffy, to say the least. Now, I know our training night that we stood for a few moments in memory of Sonia, but as this is a more formal meeting tonight, I'd just like to ask all members just to stand for a minute's silence in memory of our fellow councillor, Sonia Andjelkovic. Okay, item one to receive apologies for absence, please.
With apologies from Councillor Fletcher and the independent member Robert Elliott.
Are there any declarations of interest? Okay, none. Minutes of the last meeting held on the 17th of December, which we've all had chance to read. Can I have a proposer for those minutes? Councillor Sylvester, a seconder. Councillor Gaskin, all in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? One abstention, thank you. Okay. I'm not aware of any urgent business unless anybody else is. Right, item five. Unfortunately, we will have to defer that item. Due to the fact that the external auditors are unable to make it tonight. They are stuck in Cheshire with bad weather. It's not a satisfactory sort of thing because it means that the next meeting is going to be a bit longer, and I'm sorry that that item can't be discussed tonight. So I would like to move on to... we can't do item six either. So move on to item seven and ask Lisa, the Chief Accountant, to... go ahead with the Treasury Management Strategy.
Thank you, Chair. So this is the Annual Treasury Management and Investment Strategy for 2020-21 and beyond. This is the first of three statutory Treasury Management reports that come through this committee initially for scrutiny and then go on to full Council for approval each year. And the purpose of this particular report is to review the 2021 Annual Treasury Management Strategy, the Investment Strategy, and also the MRP policy, Minimum Revenue Provision Policy. We start by recapping, really, on the role of Treasury Management. It's the management of a local authority's investments and cash flows. It's banking, money market, and capital market transactions, and the effective control of the risks associated with those activities and the pursuit of optimum performance consistent with those risks. And this is stated within our Treasury Management Policy Statement, which is set out at Schedule 1 of the report. In terms of the MRP policy statement, which is covered in section 3.3 of the report. The minimum revenue provision is for the repayment of debt, which is a statutory requirement. Now, the report sets out a policy which has no change from previous years, and it's essentially the practices for all pre-2008 debt to continue with existing historical practice of setting aside 4%. For post-April 2008 debt, that should be repaid over the estimated life of the relevant expenditure. And the policy also makes provision for the option of voluntary repayments, which the authority has undertaken through its medium-term financial strategy for a number of years now. Section 3 of the report sets out some of the key prudential indicators. And the first table there sets out the capital expenditure plans, which are consistent with the proposals going forward within the medium-term financial strategy that's going forward to Cabinet and full Council. Now, the figure for 2021 there, with the asterisk, includes an estimated carry-forward amount from the current financial year. The second table sets out an estimate of how that expenditure will be financed or funded. And the bottom table sets out projections going forward of the capital financing requirement. And the capital financing requirement is our underlying need to borrow. And what you can see is that it's due to reduce by 2021 quite significantly, and that's reflecting both the statutory repayments but also the fact that the proposed medium-term financial strategy continues to propose a significant voluntary debt repayment of 3.7 million from capital receipts. Now, as we head into 2021, the existing waste vehicles are due to be replaced. So there's an assumption built in there, which is very much subject to the outcome of the Smarter Waste Review, that in some shape or form, those vehicles will need to be replaced, whether that's by purchasing outright or through leasing or through a third-party mechanism. We will still need waste vehicles to deliver a service. But like I say, that is very much subject to the Smarter Waste Review. In terms of borrowing going forward, this is summarised in the table on screen, which is taken from sections 4.1 and 4.2 of the report. And it compares our expected borrowing with the underlying need to borrow, the capital financing requirement. And what that demonstrates is that as we move into 2021 and beyond, in effect, the external borrowing, it's estimated that that will exceed the underlying need to borrow. And that's because of those voluntary repayments and the fact that we've had a strategy now over a number of years to reduce the underlying need to borrow and make savings to the revenue budget. Now, that position, if we were to extend further through to 2026, you would see that position reversed, because by 2025-26, we're looking at there's a large tranche of debt due to mature, which will not need to be replaced. So that's the point of this strategy, is to generate savings by reducing that underlying need to borrow. It reduces the MRP to the revenue budget, but also means when future debt matures, it will not need to be replaced. Now, there's a couple of asterisks there on screen, or notes that are set out in the report in more detail. As I've already mentioned, there's an assumption about the replacement of waste vehicles subject to the Smarter Waste Review, but there's also a new accounting standard being adopted into local government from April 2020, which will mean all of our leases will come onto balance sheet in the future. So as the year progresses, those figures will be firmed up and we'll be able to update this position in light of that. In reality, it doesn't mean to say we'll be doing more borrowing or there'll be any impact on the MTFS. It's just a change to the way the figures will be presented moving forward. So at the moment, the waste vehicles are finance leases, the majority of them are, and they're already built into these figures. There will be other leases, such as property leases, that we will need to factor in moving forward. So there will be a mid-year update to reflect the impact of that new standard. This next table demonstrates the borrowing limits, the authorised limits is the statutory borrowing limits. And at the moment, overall, I've set those at the same level. And we can look to review those in future years in light of the impact of the change from the new accounting standard, but also once we have more certainty around the timing of the voluntary repayment. As we move forward, we will be looking to reduce those limits, but I don't think at this point in time it's the right time to do that. And what this graph taken from the report, it pulls together all that information. So the blue blocks are the external debt. The purple line is the underlying need to borrow. So what you can see is that's significantly dropped over recent years, and that's generated savings to the revenue budget. And what you can also see is the red line is the authorised limit, and you can see that we're operating well within the authorised and statutory limit. In terms of prospects for interest rates, these are covered in section 4.3 and 4.84 of the report. The Bank of England base rate increased back in August 2018 to 0.75% and has remained unchanged. However, there is significant uncertainty around future changes in the bank rate, particularly around the negotiation of a trade agreement with the EU. And there is increasing prospects of the possibility of a rate cut during 2020. So in light of that, the budget assumptions that have been included in the MTFS take a prudent approach. So for 2021, it's assumed overall a rate of return of 0.65%, increasing to 0.85% and increasing again to 1.1%. In terms of the borrowing strategy, no new external or internal borrowing is planned for 2021. Of course, as I've already mentioned, there's a provision included for the replacement of the waste vehicles in 21-22, subject to that Smarter Waste review. And the MTFS continues to make provision for substantial voluntary set aside from capital receipts, 3.7 million, to reduce the underlying borrowing requirement, which delivers revenue budget savings by reducing the MRP charge, but also means when future debt matures, it won't need to be replaced. As I mentioned there, there's potential for future revenue budget savings when the next tranche of debt matures. In terms of the investment strategy, this is covered in section 4.8 of the report, and the purpose is to ensure the security of investments and minimise risk. In terms of counterparty selection, our approach is to utilise LINC, which is our Treasury Advisors Credit Worthiness Methodology, which is set out in more detail at 4.82 of the document. In addition to that, it's supplemented by monitoring such things as the financial press and share prices. And there's also a restriction in terms of the countries that we can invest in, ensuring limits of a Fitch AA rated. In terms of longer term investments, beyond 12 months, they are limited to a maximum of 5 million. Although in practice, availability of such investments to the credit quality we would require is extremely limited. In terms of money market funds, it sets out once again in the strategy that for UK domiciled funds, a provisionally increased limit of from 4 to 6 million pounds should there be any adverse impacts from the trade negotiations with the EU. Now that was in the strategy for the current financial year. Effectively, it's just been rolled forward instead of an EU deal, it's now saying, well, there could potentially be adverse impacts from the trade negotiations, so let's just keep the capacity in there, should it be required, to be able to invest in those funds at a slightly higher level. And the strategy continues to provide scope to invest in property funds, which would diversify the class of investments. However, any such investments would be subject to additional approval through the finance portfolio holder and also the chair of audit committee and the chief finance officer. In practice, until the uncertainty around the EU has been resolved, I wouldn't be looking to go down that route. It's just in the strategy as a potential option. So finally, the recommendation is for the committee to consider the Treasury Management and Investment Strategy for 2021 and make any observations the committee sees fit to full council. On that note, I'm happy to take any questions through you, Chair.
Councillor Sankey.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, it's nice to see the voluntary debt of 3.6 million and the no commitment to new borrowing, which I think is great news. The one bit I was particularly interested in is the waste vehicles, and I know we put in the provision for that. And we've got the review going on, but in practice, have we got any option other than to extend the leases as a time scale wise? Because I've got the impression that whatever outcome is likely to, that the vehicles need renewing the leases in the time frame anyway, and we're not an option.
Okay, so the assumption I've made is that the existing leases will be extended for a year, but then we will need to undertake some sort of either re-procurement or re-leasing.
So the current plan's got 1 year extension, and that's oh, okay, thank you for that. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, if you remember, Steve, we discussed this at a LAG meeting, I'm sure, a few months ago. And I think we were advised that the cheapest option for us was to carry on with the lease, to extend the lease.
Yeah. I think it's just the difference between the contract we're currently in and the need to have another arrangement in the future.
So we're saying that we're going to extend the contract on those leases, so we'll keep the existing vehicles for an extra year.
Nearly got it. It's technology. I told you I had trouble with technology. We got the report there. I think the report identifies what the progress has been over the last sort of 12 months, and there's been some very noticeable improvement on the number of working days over since effectively the service has been brought in house. However, they're still not quite to the area that the working group thought we should ultimately achieve, but there has been. It is worth noting that there's been significant improvement, and from effectively average of 381 days to 218 days, but that still doesn't meet the commitment of our policy, which is 55 working days from initial inquiry and 150 days for non-urgent applications. What we've got in the recommendations there is that we set targets for each stage of the process, adopt the audit requirements to implement new procedures, which I believe is taking place, and for the corporate plan to review 5 days and the 150 days one to make sure it is a valid one there, and to come back with quarterly reviews, updates to ourselves, and a follow-up review in 12 months to see if we are really achieving, getting closer to that corporate policy. But so really, in summary, good progress, but there's still a little, still a way to go.
As Chair, just to say I'm quite pleased with this report and the recommendations in it. I think the subgroup have done some good work, and I just hope Cabinet feel the same and hopefully implement those recommendations.
In principle questions, and then we've got some detailed ones that follow on later, if that's okay.
The Mayor towards full digital services, and what is the roadmap towards providing increased digital services? The other one is, what steps are being taken to ensure that no one is excluded or disadvantaged from using council services through lack of access to digital infrastructure? And the third one is, how easy and intuitive are ESB e-services to use, and how well are they signposted?
Just if I can request, if those draft questions can be forwarded through to myself, we'll be able to build that up into a formal scoping paper. We'll get a support officer allocated to help any research that
you
need.
Yeah, not a problem.
I don't think we haven't really done any work on that yet, to be honest.
Yeah.